In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here again these words. Jesus said to Mary Magdalene, "Go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went, announcing to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and the very things he had said to her. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Is the Almighty Maker of the heavens and the earth your God? I'm reminded of an episode in the Calvin and Hobbes comic strip. Calvin and Hobbes were outside staring in awe at the starry night sky, when suddenly Calvin shouts at the stars, "I am significant." Then the next frame pictured Calvin lowering his head and muttering to himself, "Said the tiny speck." We live on a planet that circles a star, one of a billion stars in a spiral galaxy, one of a billion galaxies. By what right can we insignificant, puny specks say that the Creator is our God? Maybe our Creator, but how can you say He is your God in the sense that you belong to Him and He belongs to you in a close way? I once heard a famous scholar on ancient cultures speak about ancient religions. He was a brilliant scholar of ancient cultures and ancient literatures. He could read an ancient cuneiform clay tablet like we read the newspaper. At the end of his speech during the Q&A, somebody asked him why he was not a Christian. He replied, "Because Christianity is an arrogant religion. You claim that each one of you Christians claim that the Almighty Maker of the heavens and earth is your God who cares about you. I think the Creator of this universe has more important things to think about than me." That the Almighty Maker is your God. Well, the answer to that makes all the difference in the world. Because to belong to the Creator is to have life. He has life in himself. Life is inherent in his being. He does not derive it from some external source. To belong to the Creator as your God is to have life. Life with the Creator. To share in His life. As Jesus says in His prayer in John 17, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and the one whom you have sent, Jesus Christ." The Creator is the God of Jesus. Jesus is true man, the Word made flesh. He is the last Adam, flesh and blood, one of us. And He is still true man even after His resurrection. He appeared to Mary Magdalene. She saw Him and heard Him. Later, He appears to Thomas, and He says, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Put your hand here and place it in my side." This was the same side that the soldier had pierced, from which came blood and water. This Jesus is true man, and He really died. Not only that, He was forsaken by His God as He cried out on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He was forsaken in your place and in my place. We who deserve to be forsaken, He took our sins on Him and suffered the penalty that we deserved. But the story does not end there. Early Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene is at the tomb. She's weeping. The tomb was empty. She thought someone has stolen the body. But in fact, his God raised Jesus from the dead. Then Jesus appeared to Mary and spoke to her. When Jesus said to her, "Mary," she recognized him, and she hurriedly went to the other disciples and proclaimed the words that Jesus had told her. Jesus said, "I am ascending to my God and your God." And by faith in Jesus, his God is your God. His God is your God. You belong to him. He belongs to you. It is by virtue of your faith connection with Jesus that you can claim his God is your God. The Holy Spirit brought you to Jesus, and Jesus brought you to his God. Because his God is your God through faith in Jesus, you now have eternal life. Life with God. You share in God's life. But Jesus of Nazareth is not only true man, he is also the very Son of God. He is the only Son of the Father. John makes a point in his gospel of using the word Son only to refer to Jesus. Only Jesus directly has seen the Father. Only Jesus directly has heard the Father. And he has always been the Son of the Father. There was never a once when the Son was not the Son of the Father. It existed from eternity, as we confess in the Creed, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father. Through him all things were made. And after his resurrection, the crucified and risen Jesus told Mary Magdalene, "I am ascending to my Father." There never was and there never will be a time when he will not be the Son of his Father. What is surprising in our text, though, is that Jesus adds, "I am ascending to my Father and your Father." How can that be that the Creator of the universe is your Father? In the Lord's Prayer, you pray, "Our Father who art in heaven." But on what basis? Again, it is because of the Jesus connection. Because Jesus calls you his brothers. Go tell my brothers. Those who follow Jesus are his brothers and sisters. And that means his Father is your Father. You might call it the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of Jesus. By trusting in Jesus as the Son of God for you, you have his Father as your Father. Recall what Jesus said in John 14. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And through Jesus and faith in Jesus, you have come to his Father. That means we now can approach our Creator as his children, and we can pray to him as children to their loving Heavenly Father. The Creator is your God. The Creator is your Father. That is not arrogance. That is a God-given gift of Jesus. Thanks be to Jesus for making his God your God and making his Father your Father. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Mary Magdalene. Mary came from Magdala on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee, hence Magdalene. Mary was one of the women who provided for Jesus and the 12 out of their means. According to Luke 8, some of these women had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, and one of these was Mary, from whom 7 demons had gone out. She was with the Galilean women who accompanied Jesus to Jerusalem, witnessed his crucifixion, and on Sunday morning went to the tomb with burial spices and found the tomb empty. The risen Jesus then told her to go and tell his disciples. She eagerly went and announced, "I have seen the Lord." We thank God for the eyewitnesses of the empty tomb and the eyewitnesses of the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus. And one of those was Mary Magdalene, a godly woman who spread the good news that he is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.